My name is Simon Cox, the date is October the 1st, 2009, and the time is 11:15 in the morning, and I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to say your name, age, and where you've come from today?
I'm Kevin Collins, I'm 18 years old, and I've come from Liverpool.
How long have you lived in Liverpool for?
About 18 years.
And what do you think of Liverpool?
It's good. To be honest, a few years ago I was like, oh no, I need to get out of there, I need to see the world. But no, recently I've kind of thought, well, no, it's got quite a bit of culture in it, quite a bit of cool things.
What do you enjoy doing in Liverpool?
I didn't really do much when I was at school. It was kind of just school, go home, computer, bed. But when I'd left school, it was kind of like, right, what do I want to do now? And I decided to do something I'd never done before and venture into performing arts, which most of the people that have been, most of the people my age that were doing it, been doing it all their lives because pushy parents and all that. And so I didn't have a clue what I was doing, and I was like, you know, trying to sing and dance and just didn't know what I was doing. But there's so much like there for people like that want to just go into it almost at any age, which I was quite shocked about, to be honest, because I thought it was quite a closed circle. So I've just been doing that sort of thing.
And what kind of performer would you describe yourself as?
A reclusive performer, yeah.
And what do you do at the moment then? Do you mind just describing your day-to-day routine?
Well, I'm currently at college. I'm doing a BTEC in acting with BTEC. And that's because I was too scared to do A-levels, and I ran out of school at the age of 16, never looked back. And I spent 6 months trying to introduce myself to performing arts and doing quite basic stuff. And I kind of thought, well, I like this, you know, I'll try and take it further. So I did a summer course at RADA, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to take this further now. And then I did a one-year course, which was last September, at Liverpool Theatre School in musical theatre, so all high-kicking and whatnot, which was good, and it really, because I've been really interested in just acting, but it gave me the chance to push myself and act further, you know, get to do things that normal actors don't do, like, you know, high-kick, for instance, break out into song and dance. So that was good, but this year I decided, well, it's not really what I want to go into as a career. So I'll just try and focus on acting. I thought, well, I want to go to drama school eventually, but maybe a bit too young to audition, so don't want to waste my time, their time, turning up, giving a really bad performance, and then them going, just not right, come back in a few years. So I decided that I would spend 2 years doing a BTEC, which is equivalent to 3 A-levels, but, well, 3 A-levels, go in there and just say the words every day. But yeah, that's what I do.
And why did you decide to leave school at 16?
Well, the school I was at, there wasn't really much for me there to stay on, if you get what I mean. The courses that they said they offered, it turned out they didn't offer, and we got told at the last minute, and it was like, oh, so there's no film studies or media studies or anything like that then. They were like, oh, no, not enough of you just want to do it. So it was like, well, I don't really see the point in staying on there. And I could have went to a community college or gone to another sixth form college, but it just seemed like I would have been wandering rather aimlessly trying to find what I wanted to do. And I thought, well, no, I think I'll enjoy doing performance, so why don't I just go for it now and I'm not trying to go out there and try and be famous, because, well, I don't want to be famous. And massive thing, two massively different things, being a successful actor and being famous, because, well, Katie Price and Peter Andre, they're famous. Really wouldn't count them as successful actors, though. So yeah, anyway, I kind of thought, well, no, I'll just focus on doing this. And once I started it, I kind of realised, yeah, I definitely want to do this for the rest of my life. So I'm going to spend the next few years training myself up and, you know, letting people who know what they're doing mould me into the right type of person I'd need to be.
So why acting? What do you really love about acting?
There's two main things. Do you go to the theatre? When you go and there's someone on stage and you've never seen them in a play before, and you honestly believe that they're that person. And you think, well, you must think, well, they're right for that, if you get what I mean. You think that's who they are. And it makes you happy inside. It makes you think, well, that's them. But for all you know, it couldn't be. They could be completely different. They could be, like, lead man on stage, gets the girl at the end, then could leave the stage door and be a complete and utter... complete and utter bastard to everyone at the stage door, you know. But that doesn't matter. It's being someone different, but then being able to be yourself, you know, to be able to, because it is an art form, to be able to trick everyone, if you get what I mean. And then also it's the feeling of that I'd like to, what Kermit the Frog said, make millions of people happy, you know, I'd like to make millions of people happy, that type of thing. So yeah.
Can I ask, are you happy with yourself then?
I think so, yeah. I get up in the mornings, if I wasn't happy, I'd probably just stay in bed, so yeah.
And just to take you to the plinth, how did you first hear about the project?
It was through my dad, who said, oh, I've filled in this application, just press submit. And I said, read over, and I was just making sure that he hadn't filled in anything wrong, which he hadn't, which was quite surprising, to be honest, because he's often filled in applications on my behalf incredibly badly. And so I read over it, checked he filled it in properly, and I said, yeah, go on, I'll do that. So we both went for it. But to be honest, he was really interested in it, and he's been following it on Sky Arts and stuff and going on the website and stuff. And I've just been like, because I've been busy because I just started college, and I was like, yeah, and I've watched the occasional program with him. And but just to say, Sky Arts, where's it come from? It's like really good. It's like Theatreland. I love that. It's like, I'm honestly probably more disappointed than Doctor Who not being on this year I was probably more disappointed when Theatreland ended than Doctor Who not being on this year. And I'm a really big Doctor Who fan.
Why do you like Doctor Who?
Well, I'm going to go back to the acting part of it now. It's sci-fi at its best. But the thing I like about sci-fi, and I'm going to sound like a geek here, but it's because it's an accepted genre. So it's the way the actors are able to be given something completely ridiculous. It never would happen in a million years. And if it did happen in a million years, I'd be long gone and wouldn't believe it if I got brought back. And it's the way the actors are able to play whatever role they're given with such conviction and be able to make you believe that, well, they're actually in that situation when it's completely absurd and probably what they're looking at isn't even there.
Just to go back to the plinth, so how did you feel once you got a place?
Well, I was quite shocked because my dad entered himself as well. And I was like, and I checked my email, and I was like, and he was still in bed at the time, lazy. And I was like, woo, yay. So I ran in, and I was like, yeah, I've got a place. And he was like, oh, cool. I was like, you're going to check your email? And he's like, no, I'll check it later. I think he kind of knew that we wasn't going to be lucky enough to both of us get on. So yeah, it was kind of like, yeah, should I or shouldn't I do it? Because I've been busy with college. And I was like, well, yeah, come on, I think I'll do it. It's something that I would never, ever be given the chance to do again. And if I said no to it, I'm going to spend the rest of my life saying, well, I said no to going on the plinth.
And what are you going to do with your hour?
Well, as I just said, I'm incredibly busy with college. And I spent from the 1st of September up until about 3 days ago going, what am I going to do? And I kind of thought, oh, I've got so much work in college. And I wasn't able to put anything together properly. So I kind of thought, you know what, I've got so much to do in college, I'm just going to get down on my coursework up there for an hour. So yeah.
And what would you like to gain from your experience on the plinth?
Hopefully a distinction in my BTEC.
And obviously you mentioned acting, and what are your other interests outside of college and acting?
I kind of have surrounded myself in theatre since I'd left school, but before that, and I kind of do still have an interest in it, but I don't really have much time for it now. It would be more behind camera stuff, because that's how I kind of got into it. Because from about the age of 11, I spent most of my life behind my computer desk in my bedroom, and I thought, well, and I've just naturally for some reason gone into making films and gone into doing things on the computer, and things that I'd show to family and friends, they'd be like, you didn't do that, did you? It's like, yeah, I did that, but you know, I've spent like 4 weeks making some like 15-second clip. But and I kind of thought, yeah, I'll do that. And this was when I was still at school, and was like, yeah, I'll sit behind a desk for the rest of my life. I'll, you know, just do paperwork. And I thought, well, I'll do that. Yeah, it's creative. Yeah, whatever. And so I did work experience, and I did that on Hollyoaks, and it was okay. And I was like kind of just sitting there all day watching like people put tape on the floor. And I was like, yeah, this, and I complained, to be honest. I was like, I'm not doing anything. Because I sorted it out myself, because sadly the man who sorted that work experience at my school passed away, so none of us got to do work experience. So I thought, I'll go and do it myself, because it looks good, doesn't it, on CV. Better than saying no work experience for your first job. So I thought, well, yeah, I was like, well, I'm not doing anything. And they were like, okay, do you want to be an extra then for the rest of the week? And I was like, yeah, go on. So I did that, and then I kind of just standing there, age 15, holding a pint of beer in the dog and gun. Dog in the Pond, that's what it's called, Dog in the Pond, I think. Don't really watch Hollyoaks. And I was standing there, and I kind of thought, standing there with my pint, just pretending to talk to a complete stranger, and I'm like, this is really good. Oh, God, I'm acting. Oh, I wonder if we'll be on the Radio Times this week. But yeah, and I kind of, that's where I kind of thought, you know what, I think I'll try that, because it's not really acting, you're just standing there going, I'm mouthing, by the way, not rock. Yeah, no, forget it. Why did I look at? Oh, forget it. So yeah.
And you talked about your dad. How would you describe your relationship with him?
Quite close, yeah. We don't really have the same interests in general, but I try to force mine up on him and drag him along to everything I do, and tends not to come along kicking and screaming, just tends to go, well, okay. But yeah, we're quite close. And to be honest, he kind of taught me how hard you have to work in life if you want anything. And he taught me that from me watching him work incredibly hard every day that I've been alive. So I hope I work hard anyway, and if I do, I owe that to him. So yeah.
And have you seen any piece of theatre recently that really sort of inspired you?
It's a hard one, because I go to theatre about once every 2 weeks. Why couldn't you ask me this next week? I'm going to see The Caretaker with Jonathan Pryce tomorrow night. It opens at the Everyman in Liverpool, and I'm quite looking forward to that, but obviously because it hasn't happened, I can't be inspired by it. But I tell you what, I went to Kez the other day, which opened at the Playhouse in Liverpool, and I'd recently did a backstage tour of the theatre. I went along to that, and Kez was being rehearsed, and I was like, oh, well, what's the bear going to be like? Are you going to have a real trained bear like flying across the stage, like, and someone's going to be standing at the side of the stage with like a glove or whatever, or are you going to have like puppets, you know, a really abstract type of way of getting the bear across? And they were like, oh, just wait. So I go on the first preview night, I'm sitting there, and yeah, no bear all the way through the first act. Okay, second act kind of going along, no bear. Okay, when's the bear going to come? Okay, the bird's dead. Okay, no bird. Oh, there's no bird. Okay, and goes down. There was no bird. So that was not inspired, but it was kind of a disappointment, to be honest. There was no bird. But it's not about the bird, is it? It's all about the Billy Casper and his journey and his finding whatever he finds when in himself when he takes the bird and looks after it. But I still would have liked to have seen the bird.
And what do you think of London?
It's cool, yeah, it's cool. I've been here quite a few times now. Every single time I've been here, it's always been to come to theatre. I see my first ever musical here when I was right at the beginning of secondary school, when I really didn't care about musical theatre, and I was like, oh yeah, go on London, yeah, I'll have a go. And so we got the coach down, we stayed for a few nights, and I went to see Willie Russell's Blood Brothers. I don't know why they took a bunch of Liverpool kids to London to see a Liverpool show, but well, you know, whatever. So we went to see that, and I was really impressed by it, but it was kind of like, yeah, you know, that's what it's all like and stuff. And then we went to see The Woman in Black, as every other coach party probably does. And yeah, it was good, and it kind of just stayed with me, but inside it was always like kind of there. And I've gone to see Blood Brothers multiple times after that as well, because there's something special about it to me, if you get what I mean, because it was the first show I ever seen, and also it was the first musical I've ever seen. It was a West End musical as well, which is good. And then the next time I came was after I decided that I was going to study performing arts, and that was back in July 2007. It was the 30th, I remember. Might have been a Thursday, and it was good. Yeah, we went to see a few shows, Spam a Lot with Peter Davison, Doctor Who actor. Rather disappointed, to be honest with you. No, but it was good. Yeah, and then I've just come to every single time. Theatre's always been the main reason for me coming to London, apart from when I did the Rada thing. I went to see shows practically every other night then, and burnt a massive hole in my wallet. But yeah, and this is the first ever time, apart from Rada, which was, does that count as coming to London? Because, well, yeah, go on, I'll let you off. No, this is the first time, when it hasn't been, well, this is, I'm trying to say it's the first time when it hasn't been performance related, but this is kind of a performance thing though, isn't it, as well? So can't really get off saying that one. No, but this is, oh, forget it. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just trying to, I don't know.
And just one final question. I'm just going to ask you to paint a picture of yourself at this moment in time, just in general.
As in what sense?
Sort of your ideas, your thoughts on life. Try to describe yourself to us.
Well, yeah, after leaving school, I've become a quite focused person, and incredibly convicted in what I want to do. And it's, I realise that it does all come down to hard work and just putting in the hours and doing whatever it takes. And if, for example, if I would have been offered this yesterday when I would have been in college, I would have turned it down, because even though it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, college comes first. So yeah, I'm quite career-focused, but not as in, but I'm in no rush to get there, because I want to do this I want to perform for the rest of my life, if you get what I mean. So I'm willing to take the time to become the best I can be, to do what I enjoy doing forever, until I die.
Thank you.